Kyle Glaser from Baseball America. He writes about the entire entity that is Major League Baseball. And Kyle, welcome to the first week of the Major League Baseball season. I was griping earlier, why are ESPN and Major League Baseball trying to tell me that it's opening day later this week when we all know baseball sold out its opening day long ago to foreign soil?
You know, it's kind of interesting, right? What's the real opening day? They've had those games in Japan for a couple years now. There was the series in Australia a few years. I consider the first, you know, day when every team is really playing now is the real opening day, but I understand the appeal of having the international series, but to me, opening day is this Thursday.
I mean, it really is, and it's so surprising, though, that they Major League Baseball doesn't – it's like they don't even want to acknowledge that they sold out, that they sold out, they pimped out their opening day to foreign soil by saying, hey, baseball's opening day is Thursday. I'm like, wait a minute, I've already seen games. And I'm bothered by it. I guess I shouldn't be, but I'm bothered by it.
Look, I think every league wants to expand their footprint. I mean, we've seen the NBA, you know, try and really, you know, we see the, and again, the NFL puts games in London every year. The NHL's had some games open in some European countries. I mean, it's not a bad thing that Major League Baseball is putting some regular season games that actually count, you know, in Japan and Australia. But yeah, opening day is this Thursday.
Okay, let me just ask you, you've gotten a chance to eyeball teams as they've gone through the spring. And one of the things we notated earlier on in the show today is we've seen four major stars now in Major League Baseball, from Mike Trout, Paul Goldschmidt, now Justin Verlander, Chris Sale, say, we want no parts of Major League Baseball free agency. Does this have anything to do with what happened to Manny Machado and Bryce Harper?
It's interesting. I am actually going to have an article about this on baseballamerica.com this week. It's a direct
I can't
result.
Wait to read that.
Yeah, it's actually a direct result. Speaking with some agents around the game, they're saying right now that players want no part in free agency. If you get an extension offer, take it.
Why is it, though? What's changed?
Owners don't want to pay players, you know, unless you're in that Machado Harper tier, and even a lot of owners didn't want to pay those guys what they got. There's not really an appetite for a lot of the enormous contracts we saw, you know, in the earlier part of this decade, particularly for guys who are 30, 31, 32. So if you have a lot of these 23, 24, 25, even 26-year-olds now saying, hey, if you have a chance to get paid now, take it rather than make your minimum salaries, some arbitration, and then you'll get your real payday at 30. Well, that real payday at 30 isn't happening anymore. So if you get the opportunity to take your money now, take it. And for the older guys who are 30 already, it's like, hey, rather than, you know, hit the market again at 32, 33, you're not going to get anything there. If you have the opportunity to get a contract to take you up through age 35, 36, 37, 38, take it and don't blink twice. Pretty much if you are going to be a free agent at 30 or 33, players don't want to do that anymore. There's no appetite for that because teams don't want to pay those guys anymore in free agency.
Kyle Glaser from Baseball America, national writer, joining us here on the John Kincaid Show. So eyeballing teams, is there a team whose stock totally has shot through the roof now that you've gotten a chance to observe them in the spring? And conversely, is there anybody who you thought you really liked going into the spring who now you have doubts about?
Not really. You know, spring training is a really bad time to change all of your opinions based on what you thought a team looked like over 1 week when half their team is the minor leaguers. I think you stick with what you saw the big picture last season, what you saw this offseason. Unless there was catastrophic injuries across the board, I don't think you change your predictions based off of spring training. And so the short answer is no. There's no one I saw in spring training and said, actually, I thought they were going to win the division. Now I think they're going to be fourth.
Do you believe that the National League East is going to be as good as many people think it will be with the top four teams?
The answer is yes. But it's going to be contingent on something. We keep seeing all the talent on paper. You have to remember that Davey Martinez with the Nationals and Gabe Kapler with the Phillies did not do a very good job of managing last year. They were first-year managers who had talent and really did not deploy it correctly. It's going to be interesting to me to see if those guys learned from their mistakes last year. And I think they do. They're both smart guys. They've both been in the game for a while. They were both big league players. But, you know, we see it all the time, right? Teams on paper, oh, man, they look great. And then, you know, if the manager butchers the bullpen usage or they're putting guys in positions they have no business playing, like the Phillies did last year, you can have all the talent on paper in the world. You're probably going to finish under 500 because guess what? This is Major League Baseball. Even the quote-unquote bad teams are good in the sense that there's talent. So I think that's going to be the kicker to me, is seeing if Martinez and Kapler, and to a lesser degree Mickey Callaway, if they're smarter about who they're playing, when they're playing them, and just how they're actually getting the team out on the field.
Kyle, are you a believer that it is a Major League Baseball issue that it leaves Craig Kimbrell and Dallas Keuchel still looking for a job days before opening day? Or do you believe it's an issue with them and maybe their expectations not being realistic?
It's a little bit of both. Kimbrell and Keuchel, the numbers that have been thrown out, and again, numbers that are thrown out in the media about what they want is not always accurate, so I hesitate. Sure. But if the numbers we've seen are true, I mean, no team should pay them those numbers just with the performance level they're at in their careers. At the same time, these two guys would make, at least two-thirds of the league better than they currently are. So the fact that there's zero market is probably a little bit concerning. Again, there's definitely something that needs to change in terms of Major League Baseball and the ownership structure and how and when they're willing to pay players, because it has gotten a little ridiculous. But if either of these guys thought they were going to get 15 or 20 million a year based on where they are in their careers, that's them not, having realistic expectations.
Next year we go to the 26-man roster. So do you believe that's in preparation of a 2021 Universal DH?
Possibly, but I think they were going to do this independent of that, especially now we're seeing, a lot of teams talk about wanting to build in rest players. There's so much optioning of guys now, in terms of who's on the big league roster and getting guys that shuttle from AAA to the majors. So I think it's more the idea of let's, keep a fairly firm roster at the big league level, particularly with pitchers, especially with that 26-man roster. They're talking about capping how many of those guys can be pitchers. The Universal DH, if it comes, I think will happen independent of that, but they kind of do feed into one another.
I hope it does come. I really do. I just would like to see some uniformity. I can't imagine the Eastern Conference playing a different style of basketball than the Western Conference. I can't imagine, in the AFC and the NFC playing with different rules. I don't understand it. I don't understand why anybody ever thought that was a good way to go about the business.
Some of it's tradition. Now, keep in mind, the NL almost did adopt the DH back in the 80s, but it fell through. I think there is a growing movement towards it, just especially with how much offense has fallen in the game the last few years. And this idea that, pitchers, the average pitcher hits on like $120. At a certain point, you want to get the best players on the field, and fans should, see the best hitters on the field. And there's a growing movement to say, the game will be better off on a number of levels if there is a DH in the National League.
Last year, if you're talking about teams like Milwaukee and the Braves, a lot of people weren't talking about them in a big way last April, and they ended up talking about them in the postseason. How do you think those two teams look towards, as they begin looking towards 2019?
The Braves are for real. They were kind of my sleeper pick last year. I thought they had a chance at the wild card, and they even exceeded my expectations and won the division. This is a real team that has a lot of young stud talent, the Ronald Acuna's of the world, a lot of veteran talent, the Freddie Freeman's of the world. And there's a pitching depth that they have now at the Major League level that no other team in baseball can match. Not the Yankees, not the Red Sox, not the Cubs, not the Cardinals, not the Dodgers, no one. The Braves have all the pieces to continue to be successful. And Brian Snicker has done a really nice job managing this club as well. You look at, again, pitching, the position players, management. The Braves are going to be around for a long time. That wasn't a fluke. The Brewers, on the other hand, are a little tricky to me, just because they had a lot of things break right for them last season. The Cardinals were imploding for half the year, and then they kind of kicked into gear too little too late. I think now you have the Cardinals, fully stocked up. You have the Cubs, who still won 95 games last year. The Reds are vastly improved. I don't think you can look at the Brewers and say they are vastly superior to the teams in their division. They're going to be a good team. I'd be surprised if they're, winning 96 games and coming within a game of the World Series again.
Kyle, you have been great this morning. We look forward to catching up with you during the Major League Baseball season, which already started, but we're going to pretend that it's opening day this week. So thanks, Kyle.
My pleasure. Anytime.